And that's where they're going with this. And it's hard for the Western civilizations to understand it.
Well, it's hard for us to understand it, at least from my personal opinion, is because we've had our heads in the sand, because we've been fed a line of goods from our parents and grandparents, and, you know, and we believe, and I'm not saying it's all false, but, you know, there's certain falsehoods, there's certain marketing. I can only imagine how conniving things have been. And I'm not saying our government, everybody is a piece of crap. I mean, believe me, there's good and bad in everything, whether it's CIA, the FBI, you know, any number. I mean, we are American citizens. We are a proud nation. But yeah, I can definitely see how that's true. And I guess the reason that I asked you to be on this call, and the reason that I've been preaching so much here in the past few weeks, is because I don't want people, even as outrageous as some of the things that you've said tonight, and some people are probably pissed off after this call. They'll probably want, you know, my head on a platter, or, you know, Terry Kays, or any number of different people. Yes, Terry, I did say your name. but I guess the truth needs to come out. Now, some people may yell back as when I say that that's not the truth. But at the same time, I guess when this all finally goes down, we'll see the real proof in the pudding. You know, it's like it's all going to come out sooner or later. So I guess we'll all just have to wait. But as I've told other people on calls, as preposterous as it sounds for a currency for us to all get rich off and jump up 3,000-4,000%, you know, open your minds enough to be able to listen to this gentleman, to hear what he has to say. You know, you can't make up this stuff. You can't suddenly, you know, be able to just pinpoint all these different things that you've said. And I guarantee you probably haven't even hit on hardly anything compared to what you could get into, and I'm not going to ask you to do that. But I guess what I have to say, because I know you have to go. I mean, we've been an hour and a half into this conversation, and I know people would love to hear more. But I guess if you had, you know, one last thing to tell everybody, you know, not just with the Iraqi dinar or the global settlements or prosperity programs and so forth and so on, but what would you tell people? I mean, going forth with everything you've had to say, with all this being so hard to swallow, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that God gave them a brain, and it's time they have to step up the plate and use it. I would tell them to be prudent. I would not do anything quickly. I would watch things settle out. Once this gets underway, which I expect in the next day or so, it's going to be very, very quick. I wouldn't make any major decisions for at least 6 months to a year and watch the dust settle. And then you'll see the proof of my words. Either they'll be true or they won't, and only you can make that judgment. My entire life, I have unwittingly been thrust into this, not by design, but just by where I was and what I did. And it was very hard for me to grasp onto this. The area that I worked was very high tech, and it was populated with more PhDs than you'll find on any college campus. And the stuff that we worked with was very high. Now, I tell you that because what I'm telling you tonight is, I know it's like trying to get a drink of water from a fire hose. There's a lot there coming at you right now. And I have a lot of empathy for you, and I understand that. And this is not something to be afraid of or to get upset with. This is not an emotional thing. This is just the way history unfolded. But you have to take your time now, and you have to understand that you've been led astray all of your life. And now you're going to have that moment in the Dachau concentration camp. You're going to have to walk through and see the truth, and it isn't going to be pretty. But for your own sanity, take your time in what you do and let the information evolve. You've got kind of a very, very shallow scratch of the surface tonight, but there's going to be a lot more things come out, a lot of things I probably don't even know about. But the fact is there's been a huge, huge operation that's going on right before your very eyes. And when it's unveiled to you, you're going to have this aha moment and realize that all these things have been hidden in plain sight. And it's going to be a shock. And so that's why I keep referring to this as your doc out moment, because it's going to be hard to swallow, and it isn't going to be easy for any American to realize what's really been going on. So the best advice I can give to you is all of you have a common interest, and stick together and do research and don't take anything at face value and take your time in the decisions you make, because the world is changing now. And it's changing in a very dynamic way that we have never seen in the history of mankind before. This is a monumental moment. And that's why all this is probably so hard to swallow, is because the deception has been monumental for the last 100 years. And now this charade is being disrobed. And what you're going to see is going to shock you. And what I'm telling you is nowhere near what you're going to discover. But this is not the moment in your life to be afraid. This is the moment in your life to pay attention. This is the moment in your life where you have to be deliberate and prudent about what you do.
You know, it reminds me of a buddy of mine who I get a little bit of intel from on all this Dinar stuff. But he pointed out the Matrix movie. And there comes that point where, do I take the red pill and see what's behind the veil here, the curtain, or do I take the blue pill and go back to my life? And I guess that's where I'm at with all of this, you know. And God, for some reason, put me in touch with you and Thing One and Thing Two, the people that you know, at least to a certain degree. And, you know, because I wanted to know the truth, and I spoke about this last night on our conference call, and I really did. I wanted to know the truth. I mean, that's what everybody seeks, is truth, right? You want to hear it out of people's mouths. You want to be able to see it. You want to be able to touch it to some degree. And I guess, again, that's why I brought you onto this call. And before I let you go, I do have one other question, is with these prosperity programs, the global settlements, a lot of people don't believe them. They don't believe them. I mean, even the people who have said they're going to get these prosperity programs, people who said they're going to get these settlements, whether it's CMKX or people who have been told that they're getting money from donors to any number of different things. What can you tell people who are listening, who are in this, you know, in that realm, I guess you'd say, is there anything that you can tell them to give them some sort of hope or indication or anything of it's coming to an end? Because I know that we've discussed this. You mentioned it about, hey, we're in the final hours of this. But, of course, we've all heard that before. It's like chasing our tail to a certain certain extreme. So if you could hit on that would be great.
Okay, well, okay. The whole thing has been designed to chase your tail. That's the irony of this. The prosperity programs were actually Ponzi schemes designed to engage in illegal transactions and drug laundering. And all those things were done as part of sanctioned government activity, albeit with the CIA. And so each time one was created, another one would be created as a counter to it to gut it. And so the idea, it was a Ponzi scheme designed to gut a Ponzi scheme designed to gut another Ponzi scheme, and they kept building money. And at some point, they decided in order to stop this, they would throw the money out. Let me give you the only example I can think of that would be appropriate. Let's say in your neighborhood, you have a guy that is selling drugs. And this guy is the bane of the neighborhood. He terrorizes everybody. But you know, up in his bedroom, he's got millions and millions of dollars in cash. So one day you decide the way to stop him is you run up there and you take the cash and you run, but you don't keep it for yourself. You throw it all over the street so all the people get it. Now it's impossible for him to regain that money to start all over again. And so that's what this is all about, is taking the money and throwing it out to everybody so it cannot be given back, so it cannot be retrieved, so that the only way they're going to have to play fairly or die.
Yeah, but how does it – well, and again, it's probably getting back into another bigger questions, but it just seems like, you know, we hear about like CMKX, huge Ponzi scheme, right?
Yeah.
And how do they hold on to that money? And I even, you know, talking with some of your contacts, you know, how they've used that money, you know, and how
it was a series of shell corporations and trusts. And all this money moved around, one scheme trying to out-scheme the other one. But all these accounts were used for illegal trading and used for money laundering and used for drugs. And they had a mechanical purpose in the black world a long time ago. But in order to stop it, in order to basically purge the money out so that it couldn't be reconstituted to continue this nonsense, is they put names to these scams, and then they created an avenue to vent the money out to people like you and me. And once it's out, that's the reason they're fighting this, because once it's out, they can't reconstitute the money anymore because it's divided up amongst thousands of people. Now it's impossible for them to regain their power.
How many different prosperity programs are there approximately, or how many different global settlements? I mean, CMKX is considered the biggest in history, but how many of these are there? Are there factual evidence? I mean, I know that I have the court documentation for CMKX, but are there others out there that people can go and research and see, hey, here's another one? I mean, we heard about Citibank paying off a massive global settlement here just, I think it was a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
Are there others out there that people can actually say, hey, you know, this stuff is real?
Well, I know the stuff I research is real, and it probably isn't germane to everybody here, but the point of this is that they weren't designed to be found. They were designed as Ponzi schemes, and so the very paper they were written on was designed to vaporize. It was never designed to come out of the dark world and to see the light of day. And you had two factions within the CIA. You had the faction that understood what Casey was talking about, to undermine the nations that were threats monetarily, and then to recoup that money and put it back into the treasury. And then you had the other side that decided to hijack that money and use it for all kinds of nefarious activities like propping up dictators and running drugs and laundering drug money and providing weapons to every despot in the world. And there's so many parts to this, so many spider holes, it's just hard to wrap your mind around it because it was so huge. If I told you that I saw wire transfers to the Pilgrim Fund, which is the slush fund for the Bushes, that were routinely $500 and $600 billion each, and I got dozens of copies of these wire transfers, that's hard to wrap your mind around because you can't imagine how huge this is. So when you take all that money and you disperse it to the common person, that it cannot be reconstituted again, these people lose their power. That's what this is all about, because they hijacked an idea that was designed to bring global peace, and they use it for their self-enrichment. And so those are the two factions going on here. And the Chinese understand that, hey, you know what, we need to kick in and help this get done so that we will have world peace, that we can actually, you know, have a world without huge militaries that are always on edge and 18 minutes from destruction. You know, I mean, we have to think a different way. And we can't look at everybody on this planet as a threat. And so, yeah, I think I told you before, Rodney, when before I shipped overseas to Southeast Asia, they run you through POW camp, and you've got 15 guys running a POW camp of 400 guys, And what they would do is they divide us up, black from white, Hispanic from Asian, officer from enlisted, blonde hair from brown hair. And then they give certain people privileges and certain people they torture. And they did this to show how they control a population by making one part of the population look privileged and the other part of the population to be trampled on. And then within our own prison population, we started fighting amongst each other, and that's how they controlled us. Well, that's what's happened to our entire society. We're divided up, conservative from liberal, Republican from Democrat, woman from man, black from white. I don't care. You can find more divisions in our society than you can count. But the fact of the matter is, everybody listening to my voice right now, if you cut your finger, I guarantee you all of us bleed red blood. And so that unification is what they never, ever want to bring up. But the Chinese understand that we are all one. And this is hard for Westerners to wrap their mind around. And as we're all one, we can regain power of our country. We can regain power of our world. And that's what this is all about, a transparency that keeps them from ever reconstituting their wealth again to do these things. But we have to get a new education. We have to see things as they are and not as we've been told they are.
Yeah, because I'm assuming they already have a game plan ready to go after this thing goes down to...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And I guess that's where my concern is that, and, you know, even talking to my father about this, I'm like, why did I get myself into this? You know, God, what's your plan here? But it just comes down to even Terry and I, you know, and buddy Steve, when we created this website with all these Denar people, you know, basically listening to us, it was like making certain that we don't create the same mistakes over and over again. And I guess that's my concern here. And even as many people have called me crazy for having this call with you to other calls, and it's blasphemy, it's any number of different things, you're out of your mind. I don't think so. I really, you know, again, you can't make stuff up like this. You know, if you start to take your emotions out of it and you start looking at it objectively and analyzing it and so forth, you're going to see it. You know, it's just like my father had me read this book one time. It was called Illusions. Of course, I've read it a couple different times, but you know, it was amazing, you know, in this, it's like taking yourself out of the equation, sitting back in the audience and looking and really seeing what's going on, which means taking the emotion out of it. You can really see things for what they truly are, but it's hard for us to do that. I mean, everything that I see going on just here in the United States, it's all emotion driven. You know, like you said, I mean, you made the perfect, it's like, they don't make if you watch television, whether it's a film or anything nowadays, they don't have any segment cut more than, I think it's 7 or 9 seconds. And why is that? Because our attention span, you know, can't hang that long, you know?
That's
like
right,
old,
yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
but,
yeah, that's right.
Anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be an education, but we're all in it together. But the biggest thing I want to impart is that things are not as they appear to have been. And there's evidence all around you if you just look. And
right.
if you doubt this, go outside and look at the heavens. The universe is infinitely abundant. But to have shortages and to have not enough money, not enough food, not enough water, those are created by man. We live in a universe that's infinitely abundant, and yet we have shortages of everything, medical attention, food, money. That's because it's all about controlling people. Our natural state is abundance. And you have to get beyond seeing the way the world has been for the last 200 years and understand how it had always been before this all started. We live in an infinitely abundant universe, and we deny that truth every day when we buy into these charades of wars and famine and economic downturns and depression. And this is all through the robber barons down through history controlling the workers of this world, controlling the middle class, controlling the population in mass. And until you understand that, until you come to grips with that truth, that's not an opinion, not the truth. You can look at and see the abundance of the universe right now. Go outside and look up at the heavens. There are more stars up there than you can count. And if you take a head of a pin and hold it up to the sky, behind that head of that pin are at least four or five other galaxies with millions of stars in them. You just can't see them. Now, that's how abundant our universe is, and yet we live on this little blue marble, and we have shortages after shortages that we create. And we just can't see that that's being done by men to manipulate other men. That's the truth that's in front of us, and yet we deny it every day.
Yeah. Well, sir, I can't thank you enough for coming out to this call. I know that you put your neck on the line just as much as, well, probably more than I put my neck on the line with this whole thing. And I know, I think a lot of people will appreciate, maybe not now, but maybe in the future, some of the things that they've heard tonight. And so I hope everybody, again, doesn't, you know, keeps an open mind and learns from at least something tonight, you know. So I guess at the end of this call, guys, you have a choice. You can take the red pill or the blue pill. I appreciate the contact, too, and I look forward to talking to you down the road. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate you listening into this call. I know it was very difficult for most to swallow. This call has been recorded, and it will be out there, so feel free to listen to it again and again, and maybe something will ring true for you. On that note, Terry, I thank you. I thank the GET team. I appreciate everybody helping out with this, and God bless, and have a good night.